Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison on the ones and twos. Great segment there, but College World Series coming up. We'll be up there Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. CWS all day long on the ticket with Blur. We knocked it out of the park last year. Also, we had a one thing that came up, a little side note, was made the first initial connection with the Omaha Supernovas. They had the young lady up there that was handing out cards. Mm-hmm. And she was a former Nebraska player, I think, right?
Mm-hmm, Gina.
And then next thing you know, you got the champs. So, relationships and business partnerships are made right when we're up there at CWS, and so it's going to be bigger and better this year.
Got
and
lots to do. It's going to be hot, though, and it's supposed to rain, so yay.
That means it's going to be muggy.
Right.
Yeah, hydrate. Hydration situation.
Although I do need to get their misting system.
It was good.
That misting system that they have in under the tent.
Yeah.
Is the NBA. Harrison, you didn't come up.
I was running the board back here.
This misting.
It was phenomenal.
Bro, I need this at the crib.
Yeah, it was good.
Blur Events takes care of you.
Yeah,
it always looks like a damn good time.
Yeah, they do a really good time. And it's, man, they're like, they put it, because we were up in Colorado, they put it up for the Colorado Nebraska. They put it up and it's like doing a concert, and then they just are so efficient. There's no time wasted. Mm. Boom, 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 boom. Also, from the text line here, baseball. They need to raid the Kansas JUCO League. Those kids have 350 at-bats against great competition before they set foot on a campus. There you go.
Well, I mean,
I agree.
Texas travel ball is so top-notch that there are 500 high school players who play high repetition, high quality, highly competitive baseball. And if you, I get the understanding to watch for it. But what it doesn't tell me is, what is your plan of attack? Are you a starting pitcher, coach? Do you need five arms? Do you need five dart throwing laser beam starters, lights out? Because that's what everybody else has. In the SEC, they have five. And if their records are 500. They're still better than the 8-3 dude in the Big Ten.
Yeah, because you're going to lose.
Right.
You're playing the competition too good.
Right. If you need power hitters, they're out there. You have to go get them. Again, it's a matter of, I said earlier, how you use resources is the difference between you being a program of note. John Cook is exceptional at utilizing and maximizing resources. Mark Manning, again, you don't hear about NIL and recruiting dollars and all that. Nope, it is development, and he utilizes the talent at the highest level possible. Like, we understand the bowling program, again, you know, Star just showed up. Kayla Star just showed up. She's number one bowler in the country. The two bowlers you got rid of, this program got rid of, are winning on the pro women's tour right now. So there's a way, but we get caught up in the most important program in this state. That's a fair statement, that the football program is the most important program. It makes all of the other programs go. And the success that's there or not there sets the tone for how everybody else does business. And if you tell me that you need to build a brand new facility for several million dollars, what you better also tell me is, are they going to become winners because of it? And if they're not, you put the wrong thing first. Because that money, if you had been patient 2 years, you'd be looking at a whole new roster. But some decisions are made. I'm not questioning. I'm not in the room.
Right.
But
there's no guarantee that you would be able to build a roster.
You would have, you'd be surplus cash.
They got money.
They do have money, don't they, Jay? And what you doing with that money?
I don't know, but I know that. I mean, I don't think it's a money thing. I think it's timing, for whatever reason. I think it's the ghost of Lawrence Phillips, man, and Frank. I'm telling you, I'm big into that. I told a kid that does. I told a kid that wasn't hitting no shots.
I just bumped my head on what Jay Foreman just said.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Hey, Aaron.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you like it or not, this is what I
think. I need to hear it. I'm about to tell you.
Okay. I got to tell you a funny story, though.
Okay.
We down in Norman. Mm-hmm. We had a kid that he didn't come to practice because he wanted to go do something, right? Because I think school got out. And he couldn't hit the broad side of a barn. I called timeout. I said, yeah, that's why the basketball guys is in your you-know-what. Because you ain't come to practice and you ain't getting no shots. He said, Coach, what's the basketball guys? I said, I don't know. I said, it's just on you right now. So anyway, listen, here's what I think. This is honestly God truth. I think it jokingly and somewhat seriously, and if you believe in it or not, I just think that those two situations aren't direct. It's indirect. I think it's timing has affected Nebraska in the worst way possible. And you always maybe it's because of that, or maybe it's just bad timing and just things don't add up right. Why? You hire Bill Callahan, right? And the option or whatever seemed like it was dead because you got the brakes beat off you by one of the best teams ever in USC, and they turned off. Was it USC or Texas? And they turned the TV. Was it USC?
USC.
Yeah, at home. We over at halftime, 42-0. Right. So now we need to pass the ball because we got to be them. So we hire a coach who, after we had interviewed 45 million candidates, he comes in and wants to run West Coast and pro-style offense with option players. Now, granted, eventually the recruiting was there and we had a lot of pro players on the roster. The defense wasn't very good. But lo and behold, Urbano, Jerome, Urban Meyer goes from Utah to Florida, and guess what he does? He runs the same option offense that was ran here when you changed it. But all he did was now he did more than this, right? And he recruited and developed and changed it. But then he took the fullback and displaced it. And then he just gave a non really throwing quarterback more room and ran it out of the pistol slash shotgun after Chris Leak took over. That's all he did. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, he had athletes and all that. Let's just take that, right? So that's bad timing there. Then also, during that change, it became a huge, like, then you start having ESPN2. ESPN, you started playing some games on ESPN News in 3. And then you had FS1, FS. So then you started it. So for guys that normally would come here and wait to play at Nebraska could go and play at, like, Western Kentucky and all these other schools and play right away. So that's just bad timing. It has nothing to do with what Nebraska – it has nothing to do with anything I mentioned, the ghost of the past and all that other stuff. So you've been on the wrong side of it. Then you think – and I'll give them credit, or give them, like, not credit, but factual realness, that when you hire and you had to hire and it was the only hire, you can't judge the hire that you made when you had to make it, because he was the number one choice. Scott Frost, along with Bill Moos, you allowed, and it was a normal practice then, to purge the roster and go young. The problem is this. You had Michigan on the uptick, and even though they were in the down, going through trying to figure out how to get over Ohio State, Penn State was rolling, and all the other schools already had somewhat more of a tradition of winning. Then COVID hits. You can't send kids, and then you don't know how to win. And then once you hit the line running, boy, the clock was just, hey, when they used to watch the like cartoons and that clock used to get louder and stuff before the time, then that was it. I'm not making excuses. I'm just being real.
Here's my thing. There were a lot of programs with less resource and less talent on the roster than Nebraska, and they managed to win games. Some of them even went to bowls, and some of them even got fancy and went to the Final Four in football. Like, to tell me that Kansas State and TCU have figured out magically.
Right.
They're just, they're magicians. They've done it. No.
You can't put TCU in there. That was like a one-hit wonder. Kansas State, I got.
Yeah, but
you.
Nebraska hasn't been a one-hit wonder. There's a way.
I'm agreeing with you, but I'm talking about where we're at, though.
Kansas State, one-hit wonder. Nebraska would make some real deals for a one-hit wonder right about now.
You would?
For one, to get out of the stink?
Give you one of my fingers just for one of my teams to win here.
Like, that's
just
a, that's
for
a,
1 year?
Just, I mean, yeah, as long
for
as,
one
like,
year,
as
and
long,
then, you, then the, you go right back. That's what you willing to do?
Guaranteed to go back? Then, nah, I'm keeping my finger.
Well, Kansas State didn't go back.
But TCU did.
TCU did, but TCU, look, their NIL numbers doubled over that year. Right. Doubled.
And it was garbage. So I'm asking. We're going to break. I want you two to think on it. We're going to break. You, instead of Judge Joe Brown, this is Judge Jay Foreman. Anyway, we'll take a quick break, come back. I'm putting them two on the hot seat. We'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.